Ball on the halfway line. Greaves does well. McCarthy anticipates it but doesn't come for it. So the ball high in the air now, and it has to be won by a red shirt. There's a slip there by Fagbola. Falls to Dinga. Dinga plays it out left hand side. This near touchline for Newby. Newby now to the byline he goes. He chips it. It's a decent ball towards the back post. It's headed away by Corbett. Good play from Corbett. And then across came Walker. Won the ball. Played it to Kay. Kay plays it into Walker. Walker back to Kay over the halfway line for FC United and Manchester. Now the ball should be played out here wide right. And again, Dillian dallying on the ball was Kay. And here come the home team again. The ball played through the middle. And down goes Elliot Newby.
Newby's caused us problems on that left-hand side.
Well, he's had more of the ball since in the second half than he had in the first 45 minutes, and he is causing problems.
Good control.
Has now great control by the number 11. Can he get the ball to the byline? Yes, he can. It comes across. It's up. It should be a goal. It is a goal. Well, it was all about the control of Newby down this left-hand side. He left two FC defenders for dead, played the ball to the penalty area. There was no one really attacking the ball. Slight slip by Corbett, and the back post. Simple finish. And there was Marcus Dinga to put the ball in the back of the net.
But it was all made by Newby's run down the left hand side again. And this time he got the cross right.
He did indeed. And I mean, he's had four attempts down this near touchline in this opening 6 minutes of the second half, and it's a goal resulted in a quality ball across, and FC United, for all their possession and all their goal attempts in the first half, find themselves 1-0 down, 8 minutes on the clock, and FC get themselves a free kick. Alisson looking for a bit of movement up top. Four players all in that attacking area of the ground. Header though won by White.
Pushing the back.
And they're pushing the back against Gilchrist, and the referee was right next to it.
They don't always give them.
Well, the referee didn't give a free kick earlier, and there was a deliberate push by Walker. But this time, it's an opportunity for Irwin.
Interesting position.
It's pushing and shoving going on in the penalty area.
Yeah, let's see some pushing in the box now. See if he gives it again.
Well, Fagbola being marked by two, and
nudged by two.
Yeah, it's in the middle there, and he's trying to put himself in a position here where FC United's Irwin can deliver it to balls the back post. It's a great ball. There's two players there for FC United. Manchester, no one thinks about it.
It's in. He's given it. Benfield is celebrating.
Well, there you go. You couldn't tell from here. I think Paul had a slightly better angle than I did, because
it was a melee on the 6 yard box, and for once the goalkeeper was challenged, but he didn't give a foul in any shape or form, and I think Linfield bundled it in off his right leg somewhere.
Well, the keeper palmed it in the air, and then it seemed to come down, and then took an age, and all of a sudden Linfield's there, and he's just, as I say, prodded it in. The FC faithful go crazy behind the goal, and it's one apiece. Taking his time. Four additional minutes as FC United on the halfway line with Logan. Holds the ball, plays it to Wisden. Now back to Logan, onside. Logan plays a 1-2, tries to bring in Wisden, but it's defended by McGrory. Can clear his lines, and the ball stayed in play, and then a big boot up forward by McGrory, but Corbett should win the header. Who's going to win the second ball? Well, it's a white shirt. It's John Marsden. Marsden now plays the ball right, wide right hand side to the number 9. Dinga's doing brilliantly well, and it's going to be a penalty to the home team in the final few minutes. And Alisson is absolutely distraught with the referee, and he won't be sent off, because the ruling's different now, isn't it?
Yeah, if it's a penalty you don't get a red card.
Is this going to be the end of the FA Cup run?
What do you think of the penalty there? I mean, FC's defence were all far too deep.
We're not close enough, but it looked like a penalty.
Well, the referee's got two of them wrong. That one I thought was a penalty as well. He's got an opportunity now. It's going to be John Marsden, I would have thought, to take it.
Dinanga.
Is it? No, Dinanga's going to step up. Well,
he's the leading scorer.
Could FC's goalkeeper make amends? He concedes the penalty. And Dinanga will step up against Alisson. What can Dinanga do? Left footed it'll be. Alisson makes himself big. Tadanga steps up, takes a stop, and he scores. And that may well be FC's exit into the FA Cup. Two additional minutes of the four to go as the ball on this near touchline. But it's picked up by Murphy. Murphy now, and FC now just don't want to lose their heads and don't want to get a player sent off. Well, they haven't, because here comes Linfield now. Linfield, great ball to the penalty area. It's defended really well. And this time Murphy, it's a long ball. And Fag Bowler can't afford to lose that ball. Well, he
second
defends
ball.
It well. And here's Marsden now in the penalty. Can he make it three? He takes it to the byline. And FC United just gone the sixes and sevens. Ball at the back post. First time shot comes in. And can he make it three? It is three. And that is Telford into the next round of the FA Cup. And it was Lewis McCauley, the substitute, and he took it superbly well. The number eight, Henry Cowens, though, let the ball roll over him, and then he just slotted it into the bottom corner. Nothing FC's goalkeeper could do there. And, well, from remonstrating with the referee, from booing certain parts of the game, the home team are now definitely into the next round of the FA Cup.